Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Joe Biden feels compelled yet again to clean up remarks about African Americans. We'll discuss that today, plus don't sleep on Gretchen Whitmer as a potential VP finalist for Biden. And finally, alarm bells going off for Senate Republicans in the battle for the majority. Hey everyone, I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the Daily DC. Joe Biden late last night started tweeting his cleanup attempt, his clarification of remarks he had made in an interview earlier in the week to an organization of Black and Hispanic journalists. He finds himself for the second time in just a few months trying to clean up remarks about African Americans' political preferences. Now, it may be up for debate whether or not his remarks actually needed to be clarified or cleaned up. It seemed he made that classic politician mistake when they play pundit more than candidate. But that did not stop Donald Trump from seizing the moment, seeing an opportunity here to try and drive a wedge between African Americans and Joe Biden. Give a listen to Biden's remarks and then how Donald Trump jumped on them.
And by the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. You go to Florida, you find a very different attitude about immigration in certain places than you do when you're in Arizona.
Joe Biden this morning totally disparaged and insulted the Black community. What he said is incredible, and I don't know what's going on with him, but it was a very insulting statement he made.
Now, context is key here. Remember, this is the same Donald Trump who just weeks ago retweeted a video of supporters of his shouting white power. The idea that Donald Trump is going to be able to successfully drive a wedge between African Americans and Joe Biden seems like a tall order. But of course, Donald Trump isn't trying to win over the African American vote. I think even he understands it's out of reach for him. He's simply trying to chip away and deteriorate some of Joe Biden's African American support in hopes of that having an overall impact on Joe Biden's standing in this election. In Biden's attempted cleanup last night on Twitter, he said in no way did he intend to leave the impression that African Americans are a monolith on policy ideas, on political preferences, or anything for that matter. And he said he would be a fighter for African Americans as president. A couple other items to keep your eye on as you head into the weekend. First of all, Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, do not lose sight of her as you are looking at Joe Biden's final choices for the vice presidential slot. We are in the waning hours of that search, and the announcement is expected to be rolled out next week. Now, Kamala Harris, Susan Rice, still very much also in that finalist category. In fact, Tammy Duckworth, Karen Bass, Elizabeth Warren, clearly still in the mix also. But Gretchen Whitmer had sort of disappeared from this conversation for some time, and now sources are suggesting she is very much in the hunt here. In fact, one Democratic source telling my colleague Jeff Zeleny, she is as much a contender for this as is Kamala Harris. Now, some Democrats raise the question of whether it is smart politics to pull Whitmer, who's gotten good marks for her handling of the coronavirus pandemic in Michigan, out of her state job and onto the VP campaign trail. Perhaps cases may go up in the fall in Michigan, and then will the Biden campaign get hammered for taking the governor and putting her on the ticket instead of keeping her in the state managing the pandemic full time? Of course, the flip side of that is she's gotten good marks for managing the pandemic in her state. And there are many Democrats that believe that is the key contrast Team Biden needs to draw with Donald Trump, and having Whitmer as an example of solid management of the coronavirus in government on the ticket with him would be a good thing to have. And one final thing for you. Quinnipiac University is out with some new polls in the last 24 hours showing why alarm bells are going off inside the Senate Republican Conference. Lindsey Graham, dead heat tied race in South Carolina for re-election, 44% to Jamie Harrison, the Democrat, a dead heat tie in South Carolina. Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, feeling Amy McGrath's breathing down his neck in a 5-point race in Kentucky. She's got millions and millions of dollars to spend, and McConnell has been in very tough fights before and emerges victorious, but that is a little close for comfort. And in Maine, Susan Collins looks in real trouble, certainly in the battle for her political life this season against Sarah Gideon up in Maine. All of that pointing to just a grim Senate map with one reason why: Donald Trump. So the question becomes, if Donald Trump remains in a tough battle for re-election and looks poised to lose to Joe Biden, will he be losing so greatly that he's going to drag his party down with him? I mean, this is exactly what Never Trump Republicans have been arguing and raising alarm bells about for the last 5 years, that Donald Trump would remake the party in his image and therefore destroy it. That's sort of been the Never Trump position. Are we seeing that come to fruition, or the silent majority that Donald Trump is so clearly relying on for his reelection, does it shock the world again and rally enough Republican voters to the ballot box? Or does the silent majority that Donald Trump is counting on show up and not only save Donald Trump, but save Republicans' majority in the United States Senate? What is very clear from these numbers, their fates are very much tied to one another. That does it for this edition of the Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
When you work next level. And when you play next level. And when it's time to sleep, Sleep Number smart beds are designed to embrace your uniqueness, providing you with high-quality sleep every night. Sleep next level. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, the Queen Sleep Number C4 smart bed is only $1,599. Save $300 for a limited time, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.